Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome back to our show here now. Hour number two. The phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. How are you doing today?
Well, hello. Hello, Michael. How are you today?
I'm fine, but, you know, frankly, I was a little worried about you after last Friday. I was going to take away your belt and shoelaces.
You know, that was so sweet of you, that phone call that you made to make sure that I was okay. That wasn't you. Even though you were so worried, no, someone else called to see how I was okay. Well, actually, you know, first let me get to what I'm calling about today. Shmuel Eliyahu is telling America to move over. They're taking over the world. They already have. They're just telling you after the fact. And as for Robert Kagan, you know what Kagan means? It was one of the titles of the Yiddish Jews that were running the kingdom, so-called kingdom of Khazaria. And Khazaria was destroyed finally by the Persians and by either China or Russia. I can't remember which. But anyway, because they were such renegades, they would kill people if they didn't hand over money when they were on the Silk Road on the way to China. Just a bunch of gangsters, very much like their beloved descendants today, the Kagan guys or the guys who call themselves Kohen, which is another way of saying Kagan, and also the Shmuel Eliyahus who are taking over the world. Mm-hmm. But as for the Balfour Declaration, it had no standing. It never had any legitimacy either in international law. You know what did create the opportunity to steal the Holy Land from the rest of the world? Not from Palestinians, because Palestine never existed as a nation because no one could own it. It was the Holy Land. It belonged to God and to all the religions that found their faith in that particular region. It was actually the Sykes-Picot Agreement, secret Sykes-Picot Agreement. That's British, S-Y-K-E-S, and the French, P-I-C-O-T. Mm-hmm. That was 1916, and the Balfour Declaration was declared in 1917, and it was purchased with Zionist money from the British government, Lord Balfour. That's why it's called the Balfour Declaration, and the deal was that the Yiddishers would give the British all the money they wanted to destroy the Ottoman Empire, so that the French and the English could divide up the entire region amongst themselves. And the Jews thought, wow, here's our chance to use the Brits to get Palestine. And the British thought, wow, here's our chance to use the Jews to take over the oil region. And then the Jews got rid of Zionists, the Bolsheviks, got rid of the Brits who were killed, and they left with their tail between their legs. And then the poor little Palestinians that resided there were left to deal with the brutal, vicious Bolsheviks, who were communists, and also they were fascists, because Zev Jabotinsky, who was really Vladimir Jabotinsky, had created the Mussolini faction, the Brown Shirts in Israel, which, by the way, Steve Pachenik was a part of. He was part of the Beitar, the extreme right-wing Zionist movement. But anyway, one of the reasons that I'm calling today is that I'm responding, first of all, my apologies to those who heard me explode on Friday. And dear Mike, unfortunately, you were the target, as you always are when you're the guy sitting in the hot seat. I want to read, as you know, that was after Karen had called in to complain about Mark continually talking about how it's fine by him. I mean, it's okay. It's all right. It's the way he likes it. That's his way of doing it. And he always refers to the Constitution when he says this, that races should mix. And Tom, meanwhile, from I guess somewhere in Florida, always complains about black men and white women. For those who don't know, and I don't have the exact details, but the majority of intelligence in a child comes from the X chromosomes in the woman. So since white women are more intelligent, if a black man marries a white woman, they're going to have better children. What's left over is the white guys either become gay or they marry what's left over, the black women. But let me quote Jefferson. Do you do you know what Jefferson said about the blacks?
Please tell us.
Okay, here's Jefferson's views. In his book, now Jefferson was a prolific writer, but he only wrote one book. And that was on the state of Virginia. Now, what he says is blacks, in notes on the state of Virginia, Jefferson says, in memory, blacks are equal to whites. In reason, Jefferson says, blacks are much inferior to whites. As I think one could scarcely be found capable of tracing and comprehending the investigations of Euclid. He had never yet could I find that a black had uttered a thought above the level of plain narration. In imagination, blacks are dull, tasteless, and anomalous, and that is evident in their art. In music, blacks have acute ears for tune and time, but whether they'll ever be capable of composition more extensive run of melody or of complicated harmony is yet to be proved. Furthermore, it is often misery is often the parent of the most affecting touches of poetry, and they have no poetry. Finally, he says, inferiority of mind and imagination, he adds, is also confirmed by the improvement of the blacks in body and mind in the first instance of their mixture with the whites. And that has been observed by everyone and proves that their inferiority is not the effect merely of their condition of life. Meanwhile, in Africa, which is full of blacks who have never been exposed to, and Jefferson also commented, after all the exposure that the black slaves have had to sophisticated European culture, why have they not learned some of that culture? And by the way, he praised the Native Americans as being capable of astounding flourishing of flourishes of ideas and words that astounded him, as well as artistic work and carvings. But that, of course, is probably because the original occupants of North America before the Mongolians came over were actually Caucasians. But anyhow, I just think it's very interesting that in Africa, as I may have mentioned to you before, the pygmies have been dying off. They're becoming extinct because different tribes use them as slaves. They are born into slavehood to the Bantu in Congo, and other tribes use them. If the pygmies are sent out to get some food and minerals and come back empty-handed, they're killed and eaten. So, yes, let's have these black men breed with our white women. And let them produce a superior product. And let the white men fend for themselves, or just all go gay. So that is why, I don't know who Mark was pimping for, but he sure was pushing an ideology that would make caramel pudding of America's people. And that would, well, Israel already controls so much of America, it has used a huge vacuum cleaner to suck out all the money from the USA, and it sent American boys off to die in their battles. So, heck, why not, you know, it's fact. It's fact on the ground, as the Israelis love to say. So, now, once again, my apologies to those who heard me explode, but it just freaked me out. Because after somebody like Dave from Boston was banned on a station, a network that claims to advocate free speech, Dave was defending himself against a Nathan, whom I named Netanyahu, who had claimed all of us should go die, get off the planet, and Dave in particular should be sent to an institution until he dies. So the next day, Dave calls up, and he was very offended. I was embarrassed that he was so angry, and I called you and apologized because I had been critical of you allowing and laughing and encouraging Nathan to talk about me dying and sending us off the planet and sending Dave into an institution. And so I thought, to avoid more problems on the show, to keep it on topic, which is politics and the election, I humbled myself and I apologized to you when I did not need to apologize but should have received an apology. Nonetheless, I was more interested in harmony and peace. However,
that's always a good thing to be interested in.
That's what everybody should be interested in. But unfortunately, Dave, who may have difficulty, just like some people have dyslexia, maybe Dave has verbal dyslexia. So Dave was banned from the network. And I have to tell you, I have felt very guilty ever since. So I am requesting of John Stadmiller, who was the one who banned Dave from all of RBN, I'm asking you, I want to join Dave. Please blacklist my phone number. Because if this is not really a free speech network, I don't want to be part of it. So maybe Dave will be invited back with an apology, which I think would be appropriate. But until then, thank you all very much, and may God protect you from the Israelis. Bye.
Okay, Leila, thank you very much for the phone call. Now, I'm a great admirer of Thomas Jefferson, but obviously on that one discourse, I find myself in disagreement with him. There's a great deal to African culture, which has never really been properly showcased, if you will. Out on my living room wall here, I have collected certain artworks from around the world, including some from Kenya and Ghana and other places within Africa that were made by the indigenous people that show a certain style and creativity. And I have to be very honest, I don't entirely agree with the comments that you made, but in the spirit of the First Amendment, I did allow you to talk. And I'm really glad, though, that you did call back on in and let us know that you were okay, because you scared a lot of people on Friday. I got a lot of email from people wondering, you know, what had happened to you and if you were going to be okay. All right, so thank you for that phone call. And we're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. And Mark, all I can say is please try and contain yourself today, because you seem to kick off a lot of animosity on this. What's on your mind?
Okay, I sure do. You know, I wanted to talk basically about the, you know, how to try to push this COVID vaccine. But I can't, you know, I keep hearing my name mentioned. I just want to, you know, defend myself. And, you know, I get to take the offense a little bit also. First of all, the fact of the matter is, I don't care who you marry. I really don't. We have a right to marry who we want in this country. Okay, that's part of our. You know, it doesn't matter. I don't care. I had three wives. Unfortunately, all unsuccessful marriages. I did have some wonderful kids, though. My first wife was black. Okay, I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not proud of it either.
That.
Way it is. It's what it is. I don't think anybody should marry any kind of certain people or not. There's nothing wrong with with race mixing. There's nothing wrong with ethnic mixing. And actually, it probably it actually improves the gene pool, you know, the outcrossing. Okay, but again, I don't care. It's up to anybody's bit. When two people are in love and they want to get married, that's their business. The government has no, you know, right to say anything about it. And it should never be, God forbid, there shouldn't be any law against it, as there once was. Now, I don't know whether my friend there from Canada thinks that there should be a law on it. I don't. It would be horrible to have a law against it. But then again, we're not Canada. Canada does not have a First Amendment like we do. That's why the COVID restrictions are far worse in Canada than they are here in the United States so far. Because they do not have they still bow down to a family of pedophiles and cannibals there in the Buckingham Palace. Okay, we don't. All right? We swear our allegiance to the Constitution and to this great country, not to a family of pedophiles in Buckingham Palace. But the other thing is, too, with this kind of, you know, obviously racist remarks that she said, including today.
Yes.
I know, okay, she's a Palestinian. That means she's an Arab. Arabs are Semites. A Semite is this guy, I don't know if you ever heard of T. West. He's got a show online called Afro-Synergy News. Okay, he's a big Trump supporter, too, by the way. He still is. He made it clear that a Semite is a African Asian, is a mixture of African and Asian. That's the actual definition of a Semite. Okay? A mixture of an African and Asian. And that would make
sense.
Well,
that's one definition. That's one definition. The biblical definition is that a Semite is the descendant of Shem.
Which is what, a Jew?
But
what is that, a Jew?
No, it's as you say, it also includes the Arabs.
Okay, all right, so they are Semites. I mean, but they're most likely a mixture of African and Asian, because just look at the area there, and maybe some European, too. Okay, so the other thing is this, you mentioned Robert Kagan before. I think she did, too. But I think one thing about Kagan that you might not know, Gloria Nuland, what is her name? Not Gloria Nuland, the woman who started basically was responsible. Huh? Victoria Nuland, yeah.
Victoria Nuland, yes.
She's his wife. This is an especially evil family, Mike. This is a neocon, xiocon, vicious family of warmongers, okay? And it doesn't surprise me that he said what he said. And, of course, I believe he's a baby boomer who, of course, never served in the United States military himself. He is a scumbag of the first degree. So, you know, to listen to what guy... And unfortunately, a scum like this has more and more to say now under Biden. Because the neocons go back and forth from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party, and they pollute both parties, and they make things bad for both parties. That's the thing about Kagan. So, you know, I'm not surprised he said that. The man, you know, you a scumbag is a scumbag, a rattlesnake is a rattlesnake, and a Robert Kagan is a Robert Kagan, and so is his disgusting wife. All right. So, and again, you know, people have rights to like say what they want about me. I don't care. You know, I believe in the First Amendment. I don't believe this nonsense about trolls either. Okay. You got something to say to me? Mm-hmm. I don't care. Say it. All right. I don't get insulted. I don't melt away like one of your callers did that disappeared from the line because he didn't like, the way people came at him over the mask issue. I'm not a snowflake. I don't care. You want to say what you, because again, Mr. Canada, I forget his name. Okay. This is not Canada. This is the United States. All right. We're a republic, and we got a First Amendment, and we got a Constitution. Thank God for that Constitution. And that's why I try to tell people that
if everybody would conform with it, it would be a wonderful place.
Yeah. Preserve that Constitution, whatever else we do. I know it's going to be hard with this scumbag now in the presidency. But we've got to do everything we can to preserve that Constitution. And as far as having that wall around there, in Washington, or that what do you call it, that fence around there, it just makes us really look bad to the rest of the world. But
getting a lot of negative comments in the foreign press.
He doesn't care. How are you going to preach to any other country about democracy, like to Burma now? You know, they're going to have what they want in Burma. Mirabai or whatever it's called, okay? They did what they had to do because they weren't going to accept a crooked election. We got a Supreme Court that is willing to accept the crooked election, okay? And now we're stuck with it. And that's all I got to say, Mike. So you take it easy, all right?
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and we're coming up on a commercial break, so I'm going to hold the calls till after that. A little bit of computer news. Out at California, the Department of Motor Vehicles has warned state residents that over a year's worth of data, including addresses, license plate numbers, may have been compromised in a recent cyber attack on a third-party contractor. And apparently over in Arizona, now we take the commercial break. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to John in Ohio. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, how are you?
Doing fine.
Good, good. I have to laugh a little bit. Brought up Jefferson here, and my fifth great grandfather happens to be Alexander Hamilton. And my brother always joked that Hamiltons don't carry any Jefferson nickels. So some of the long-time old fighting is still about. But
yes.
What I called about today, but a little bit, my wife and I listen to you guys. Listened to you and Claire for a long time, and it's the first time I've called in. We're a small business owner. I'm also a firefighter and a paramedic, so we work two jobs. And
good for you.
The inflation rate right now is unbelievable. We're getting taxes done, looking at parts. My wife has been just letting me know the list price on parts for automobile repair. We're looking at, they literally doubled the fuel price, or doubled the price on oil filters from the dealership, literally just overnight. And in the last year, we've seen anywhere from about 11 to 24% increase in 1 year. You know, we try not to pass that on, but there's nothing we can do. And, you know, it seems like people just trying to scrape by. to get car repair done, and you know, hard to afford a new car. And you know, we focus on one make, and we have a lot of great customers. But amazing in 1 year what the cost, what the price is getting reflected in the receipts.
Yes.
And same with food. We buy our food at the firehouse, and just yesterday I went significantly over budget just on the meat alone. And we're talking about having increased again the budget. We put all our money in the morning, and all firemen pay for their food. And we haven't had to increase our budget in 3-4 years. But you know, now it's pretty evident that things are going to have to change mm-hmm. pretty rapidly on our end. So it's pretty frustrating, but it's scary. Everything that's happening, it's pretty scary on that end. And I'm getting to that retirement age, and you look at people that retire and they have a fixed income, and with that inflation rate, you know, ends are not going to be able to, you're not going to be able to meet those ends.
Yeah, it's scary out there, and we've got experts now saying we could get into Weimar hyperinflation, something like, I think, 40% of the dollars in circulation were created just last year to pay for wars and keep Israel happy and all this pandemic nonsense. You know, they're looking at skyrocketing real estate prices as being the cash sink to offset the inflation. But it's really not working, because when you have too much cash chasing too few goods and services, prices inevitably go up.
Right, right. It's unbelievable. And just wake up every day thinking this is a nightmare. We had as a business, we had 4 really good years under President Trump, and things were looking up, and I don't know. It's the dark winter is here, I guess. Cold here in Ohio too. So welcome back to the Midwest. The ice dams on the roof. We've had water in our house, and it's been a heck of a year. So pretty rough. Pretty rough.
Well, yeah, it's been a rough year for a lot of people. Now our snow here is all finally gone. And I think that's kind of the last hurrah for this winter season, I hope. But it's been kind of rough for a lot of people. It's been rough for Claire and I. And if we were still in Hawaii with the inflated prices there, we probably would have gone under by now.
Yeah. Well, keep up the good work, Mike. I want to leave you with a Hamilton quote. In fact, actually, my wife just got me this really neat Zippo lighter with it on it. It says, however weak our country may be, I hope we never sacrifice our liberties. And
that's
a
good quote.
Seems like we're there. So you have a great show, Mike, and thanks. Keep up the good work, and we'll be listening to you every day.
All right, thanks, and say hello to your wife for me, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Tom. Oh, no, actually, we're coming up on another commercial break here. So Tom, just sitting. You know, pause for a while here, and I'm going to fill the remaining time for the commercial break with a news story. We were talking about computers. Over in Arizona, according to Department of Corrections whistleblowers, there are prisoners who are eligible for release but are not being let go because the inmate management software can't interpret current sentencing laws. There's apparently a software bug in their system that is keeping people locked up that longer than they need to be. Meanwhile, if you are out there on using dating apps and some social media, scam artists lurking on the dating apps and social media made a record haul of $304 million lost to these romance scams just last year. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials. We have more callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2. Keep it today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. Big MacDonald had.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, Mike. Good day to you. Wow, Mike. That lady in Canada, man. This is like, wow, scattering here. What's going on? Are you getting emails about me talking about white women with black men? I mean, I bring that up because the black women are not happy about that, Mike. Black women in America are not happy that black men are going with white women because they want to keep to their own, Mike. So I don't know where she's saying that.
Look at these TV commercials that always have a mixed race couple. I mean, it's this idea is literally being sold through the corporate media.
Exactly, Mike. And listen, how is affirmative action working out for all these white people? How is affirmative action working out? How is this working out where we're going to have these people wanting reparations out of bumbling buffoons in there? They're going to probably give them each, what, $200,000, all the blacks that can say they were slave descendants, and then we're bringing them all over from Obama's, bringing them in from Africa by the hundreds of thousands still. Who's kidding who here? This is nonsense, okay? This is utter insanity and nonsense what I'm hearing from some of these. They're mad at me about talking about immigration. Hey, listen, Mike, what about the boy 11 years old that froze to death in Texas? Did you hear about that story, Mike?
Oh, yeah, we talked about it.
The family's suing for $100 million. What about all these angel mothers and fathers, Mike, that should be suing for $200 million? that lost a loved one to the government because they brought illegal aliens in here. But she's going to bring a fact up that I was talking about. Well, I think it's wrong that white men and black men should stay with their black women and white men should stay with their white women. And something about white men are all going gay? What is this all about? What is this crap? The strongest men in the world live in Iceland. Are they gay?
Nope.
No? Come on, the Vikings and Northern people, are they gay? No, they're the strongest men in the world. The most healthiest men in the world are Northern European white men. Okay? The biggest men in the world per capita are Northern European men. Holland, Netherlands, even England. Come on, Germany. Who's kidding who here? What is this nonsense I'm hearing, this nincompoop stuff? And, you know, she's going to say, oh, well, you know, people are calling him out, Mike, about me, emailing you about I'm talking too much. I only brought that up twice in your show in the last 3 years about that I think it's wrong that black men are going with white women when they should be going with their black women. And the black women agree with me, I guarantee it. And the white women, I know what happened. They're getting totally brainwashed by the media that, oh, it's acceptable. No. You should stay with your own, basically. You don't see it. You don't hear her talk. The Jews don't go with other people.
Okay. What about, let me give you hypothetical. Okay. What about a couple and one is black and one is white and they do not intend to have children? Okay. Where is your problem with them getting married?
Mike, listen, again, I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with the media's trying to pump it up on TV commercials like you agree with. Every time during the Super Bowl. Okay, Mike, I'm not saying, what the one caller from Carolina's white, if you fall in love with a different culture, I have no problem with that. Listen, I have no problem with a Catholic man falling in love with a Jewish woman. Or a Jewish man falling in love with a Catholic woman, like Jerry Lewis. I have no problem with it, Mike.
My first wife was Jewish.
Exactly. I have no problem with that. What I have a problem with, Mike, is they're trying to force it down our throat with the media. And my point always been on that subject is that the black women in this country, I know are not happy about it. Because, you know, actually, there's a lot more black women in this country than there are black men. Mike?
Yeah?
Am I lying? So there's like 3% more black women in this country.
I don't have the current demographics with me, but I think, I've heard that someplace, yes.
Yes, from what I heard, there's 6% or 5% black men and the rest are black women, which is 13%. So there you go. So the black women in this country don't have enough men as it is. So no, I totally agree with the black women here on this. I've seen them on talk shows about this, and they're right. And they shouldn't have to be fighting for their own males. I mean, come on. But, Mike, look, I didn't call for that, okay? I'm not hearing this, all this scattering stuff here. But, Mike, I called about the young boy, 11 years old. He was froze to death in a state which we're supposed to be the super nation, the super richest country in the world. We got a bumbling buffoon in there. His wife, VP candidate is a communist. The wife, Jill Biden, y'all go around acting like she's some kind of super doctor. She's no super doctor. She's another buffoon, okay? She cheated on her husband to go with Joe, okay, accordingly. So, and that's not even going into Jocelyn Maxwell. You know, like one of the callers I listened on a show yesterday, he made a great point. You know, everybody has all this evidence against Trump did this, Trump. Where's the evidence? Where was the Mueller thing? Where was this other impeachment at the Capitol? Mike, it's all been a big cabal, a filthy Zog lie. Okay, even with commercials they're pumping on Hollywood and all that. Mike, listen, the 11-year-old kid, I believe he should get $100 million. I believe any angel mother and father
lost a loved Let me play devil's advocate here. First of all, my first thought when I heard the story about the 11-year-old boy who froze to death is, where were the parents? Why weren't they there? You know, at least, you know, trying to find some other way of keeping him warm. And the other thing is, we know that the infrastructure in Texas and indeed the entire country is deplorable. We can't lay that at Biden's feet. He's only been in office for about a month here. The deterioration of America's infrastructure goes back decades and through several presidential administrations.
That I agree with you, Mike. I 100% agree. But going back to like, what's going on with the immigration problem, Mike? You got it right there. We don't. Was this kid an illegal alien? Was he an American citizen? I don't know, but I do know, Mike, from what I've read. Okay, thousands of Americans have been murdered by illegal aliens. Yes or no, Mike?
Yes. Yes, they have.
Okay. Okay. And no, we never hear about no them being lawsuits. You might, a young woman in Iowa was stabbed 15 times. The detectives that went out and investigated the case said they never seen nothing like. They found her body in a cornfield. Some of the knife wounds went right through her body, Mike. 15 times. The guy screaming that he may not be in England, and he wants to have the trial in Mexico, Mike.
Mike. Yeah, I heard that.
Molly Tibbetts, Mike. Kate Steinle died in her father's arms. That's just an example. And there's thousands and thousands of more, Mike. And you know what? We don't hear nobody suing them. And you got this buffoon who wants to bring in millions of more of these people, Mike. And the only reason they're doing it for vote. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about anything, the Bill of Rights. They could care less. They don't mean they don't English either. They don't care if they ever learn the language. Mike, I don't know if you heard the big story that's happening here in South Florida. I don't know if you heard it yet. Did you hear about the woman doctor? Mike?
No, please enlighten us.
Okay, well, it's a really heavy case, Mike, but it would take me a while to talk about it, but I'll get it real quick, and we'll talk about it later. This lady doctor was in a store, and some guy told her to put her mask on because she was, like, I guess, 2-3 feet away from him, and he didn't speak English. He didn't speak English, but he spoke Spanish, and he was making gestures at her and pointing at her to put the mask and all. So she got irritated, and she worked at Mount Sinai. Okay, she worked at the Mount Sinai Hospital here in South Florida. So anyway, long story short, and she got real upset. This woman blew up, okay? And she went out to the parking lot, and the guy, when she was walking out, she said something to the guy, and then she walked over his car because he kept making gestures at her or whatever, shooting her birds or whatever. This was in the store, okay? Now, she went and scratched his car. She's wrong, okay? She got busted. Now they're calling her. And then she called him the S word. So now I say to myself, oh, wait a minute. Now, this lady's in trouble. Anyway, Mike, the bottom line is, okay, she got charged with a hate crime, okay, Mike? She's charged with a hate crime. She lives in a prestigious area in Miami, okay? And she's now, I guess she's suspended from Mount Sinai medical practice and all that. And they're going to take, I don't know if it's going to be a big, but here I was thinking, Mike, okay, they want to say she was using a racial charge against, but let me tell you, Mike, these people in Spain, these people that come from Cuba, Mike, they are Northern Europeans. They are not, they're that's like calling a German person a kraut. Okay, Mike, they're still Northern Europeans. These people in Spain that go to Cuba, Puerto Rico, and all that, they're not some special entity from a different continent, Mike. They are Northern Europeans. Am I lying? Yes or no, Mike?
Well, you're forgetting about the centuries of interbreeding with the indigenous natives of Central and South America, which has, in fact, produced a whole new people with a blended culture and a blended language.
Mike, but listen, they're charging this woman. Okay, she was wrong. I'm not going to defend her in some regard, but in some regard, I will defend her because she called this guy the S word. It wasn't a cuss word. She didn't say no profanity. She used that word, okay? That's been, they used that word in the movie West Side Story. Remember the movie West Side Story, Mike?
Yes.
The Jets and the Sharks, okay? Remember when they, Maria, I just met a girl. Remember that, Mike?
Yeah.
Maria.
Yes.
Hey. They used that S word in that movie, and was that racist back then?
No, back then it wasn't considered racist. Back then everybody had thick skin.
But now this woman was going to lose her career because she called this guy the S word, and there was two other people who spoke Spanish, and there was no English people there to defend her. You understand the point here? The point is these people that come from Cuba and Venice, all those people that came, they all came out of Spain, Mike. And they're Spanish, and they're Northern Europeans. That's what the lady's defense should be. Okay? That's her defense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, will she write the key to the man's car? I don't believe so. She should get charged with that.
Paying
his car, whatever. She's gonna use. No, she was wrong. She blew up. And according to the Herald and all these radio shows, she blew up. Okay, and I'll admit to that. She blew up. And she lost.
Yes.
Okay? Like, you know, how it is. And, but... I guess she tried to make an amends at the court, and it was too late because they're trying to hit her because she used the S word, Mike. If that's going to happen here, it's going to start happening all over the freaking country, Mike. And that's why it's another reason we should have all this illegal immigration in here. We can't handle this anymore, Mike. Our country's ready to burn,
man.
We are Bosnia-Herzegovina on the...
My argument against immigration is not the increased crime and the obvious hostility and xenophobia going on here. Just from a purely economic point of view, it is definitely bad policy. But you're right, the Democrats are flooding them in here in the hope that they will always vote Democratic, or maybe they think that this will be the army they send out to conquer the rest of the world. Good luck with that one. In any event, yep. Tom, I'm running out of time, and I got a bunch of callers, so
Mike, I'm going to say one more thing, Mike.
Just one more thing.
All the construction workers, building these highways are all Hispanic. Look them out. You don't even see Afro-Americans building these highways anymore, these roadways. They're all Hispanic. Look at them, Mike. Here in South Florida, I haven't seen one white guy. I haven't seen a white guy building highways here in 10 years. I don't even see Afro-American men doing those jobs anymore. What happened to them all? Why did they work in there?
Well,
I tell you what,
the
immigration turned
the
Afro-Americans more than white.
Okay, they're part of the unemployed, which is part of that economic issue. Of course, you remember back in the heyday of skyscraper building in New York, most of those high iron workers were Native Americans because they just had this natural ability to walk along those beams without falling off, which is just a big drag on everybody. Anyway, Tom, thanks a lot for
the phone call.
We're going to switch to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Rush Limbaugh, that EIB mic, man. I want to award it to Tom in Florida, man. He would burn up here.
Yeah, he'd melt the gold plating right off of that thing.
Yeah. The SEC, they'd hunt him down. I have to get a radio transmitter across the border, like for Wolfman Jack back in the 60s, you know.
Yes, I remember Wolfman.
You know, that kid, you know, in $100 million, 11-year-old, you know, he was from Honduras. And so, and his mother didn't seem to be too, upper educated. And so it's just, you know, there's a lot of people lost their heat. A lot of people got cold, but, you know, they neglected to put on enough blankets, you know. But they're going to get paid. Yeah, but they're focusing on that and on Ted Cruz, who, you know, I'm no fan of Ted Cruz. My biggest criticism of him is he has a mansion and no natural gas generator like my neighbor does.
He just
didn't think that through, you know. But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is here in Texas, or she made a visit, and she's pushing, you know, emergency relief, water, and some generators and stuff. And what all this is, it's a media push to deflect away from the green, you know, to save the Green New Deal.
That's exactly right.
Exactly right. And that's want to bring that up. And to Layla, I want her to, she wants to look more into it, or any of the other listeners, into the Khazarian history. Look up Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. And he's on Radio Albion, and just plug that into Google. Google did pull it up, Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson Khazaria. And he has two podcasts that explains in perfect detail, because he has a background in Russian history, exactly how that all came about. And that's all I got, because you don't have much time. I'll let the next caller come on.
All right, thanks a lot. We're going to switch to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey there, Mike. Let me take you off a speaker. Oh, you sound great, as usual. And, I want to say, you know, a couple of things. Maybe I'll get to all of them. You know, I noticed today gas on credit in New York is like up to $3.85. You know, that's approaching, 50%? I know it's 25% more. For me, in the last 2 months, and that's a lot. You know, you mentioned reparations, and or not you, but the callers, and I've seen it over the weekend. They're starting to float $250K, the cost of the living. But when I think of it, you know, okay, let them have it, but then that's it, right? What do the taxpayers get in return? Like, okay, if we give you $250,000, I'm all for it. But then we don't have to do any subsidies for housing, welfare, health insurance, or any tertiary education, no more affirmative action, or will they never be satisfied? You know, $250,000 is nothing.
They're never going to be satisfied. You know, it's like when you feed the squirrels in the park, you know, doesn't matter how many nuts you give them, they'll be back for more.
Even my backyard birds, or I got a great hawk story for you. You know, but I'm guilty, you know, of slandering New Jersey callers. you know, like Paulie maybe doing community service or partying with Bruce Springsteen. You know, maybe that's why he never calls in. You know, but I congratulate Dustin the Russian acceptance into the Flight Simulator Project to Mars. It'll take a few years, so that's why he's not really calling in. That flight simulator takes a while. But going on to free
speech. I'll definitely want one of those. It's the only computer games I allow myself are flight simulators.
You know, but Mark's call today was great. You know, concise, their details. But I think the details, he could give some where I could research it and be a little more, okay, here's a detail that I got from this place or something. Because he spews out a lot, and I side with Layla and stuff. But I know
I hate to do this. I got to cut you off. We got to take a break for commercials.
I'll call another time. Be back with,
yeah, please do. Call back in. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with the final phone calls after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what?
And welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, we're going to go to Paul in New Jersey. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Hey, Michael, you know what I love about Tom from Florida is his brevity. And, you know, and when he says just one more thing, that means I have time to make hard-boiled eggs. Now, listen, you know, concerning interracial marriage, we need to remember that the Loving versus State of Virginia case, which overturned interracial marriage in the United States, that happened in 1960. So yes. From 1776 to 1960 is 184 years, okay? So the majority of time of this country, interracial marriage was illegal and frowned upon. Okay, let's establish that first.
Well, obviously, so when from some of our calls today, it's still frowned on.
Right, exactly. And by the way, I would argue it should be frowned on because I am against interracial marriage. And there's plenty of reasons for it. You know, it's kind of interesting if you think of it. We have laws based on marriage laws, restriction laws today on incest. And that was ultimately a biological reason for that, to outlaw
yes.
incest. And nobody would advocate that today, although Mark might, when, you know, a bunch of people in public start floating the idea and say it's some constitutional right and how you interrupt with a person's love and who they love.
Okay.
You know, because, and that's what I'm saying about these people now. For those 184 years when interracial marriage was outlawed, were those founders and those people behind this somehow just the worst constitutional scholars that ever existed? And only until 1960, when the Supreme Court decided those nine people were smarter than everybody in the past. Is that the case? So the reality of it, to me, is that the normal is that interracial marriage should be outlawed. That's the normal American culture.
I think, first of all, interracial marriage is not mentioned in the Constitution itself, and I think the early legal prohibition against it reflected more popular opinion and religious dogma than anything else. Now, obviously, as you said, in the case of incest, there is a real biological reason, not to allow incest, because if a child is produced, it is more than likely to be seriously deformed.
Oh, right, and I would argue when there's an interracial marriage, and even Lauren complained about that last week when she said how her Indian heritage, she had four different tribes. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
She said that Friday at the end of your show. And I thought it interesting because she was basically, if those tribes had not interracially married, maybe she would have been born as a pure Indian. And it really shows she's decrying the loss of Indian identity. But if the Indians had controlled the borders and only married amongst themselves...
What? Paul, it's an interesting theory, but I got to let you go. The music is playing. The show is over. And I apologize to those people waiting on hold who did not get in. Please call in tomorrow. Call in early, and we'll get to you. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. He's going to be sharing the mic with Steve Elkins. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting Network. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. Republic is going to need your help with the electric bill this month. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.